Blog Talk Radio.
And here we are, everyone, beloved gods and goddesses, dear wonderful brothers and sisters on our beautiful planet Terra, Krista or Gaia or Mother Earth. So here we are. These are just so amazing these days. And today we have another wonderful call with Zora and Zoraya. Then we have Dr. Tom and Ron Spence from Limbic Arc. So let's go ahead and get started with our show, and let's go ahead and bring in Zoraya. And Zoraya, I know that you're right here with us. Hello. Oh, hold on a second. I got to turn her button on here.
Hello.
How are you? Okay.
I'm good.
What is your message for us today, Zoraya?
My message today. Ooh, okay. Let me get something here to read from here right quick. I'm going to read from the Crystal Kingdom.
From Diane Robbins' books.
Robbins' books. If you want to get her book, it's very important that you do get her books, because what they have, the contents of her books, very uplifting, nothing negative in them at all. And she is the voice of the elementals. Now, remember how we talked to you about elementals. And the elementals of this world are what you would term as gnomes, leprechauns, elves, and things of that nature, fairies. So I'm going to read a segment here about the, let's see, which one should we go with, basically. We should go with the, let's do a poem. How about that? We'll do the poem of the gnomes. Okay? I'm going to read to you a little excerpt from the gnomes.
All right, you only
yes,
have
dear.
5 minutes. Thank you.
I know. So,
Zoraya, please, first,
the
before you talk
very...
about, yes, tell us a little
yes,
bit about the
gnomes. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm going to
give us a description of
gnomes.
Gnomes
are little
people. And where they are. Mm-hmm. How little are they?
They're about anywhere from 3 to 4 inches tall. And they are quite mischief also.
And where do they live?
They live in the forests, and also, well, not just the forests. They also live underground, but they do frequent, especially on full moon nights, they have a bonfire and they dance and sing around it. I had the opportunity to run into some when I was at Mount Shasta. What?
What country are they from? Where
they're indigenous
they
to
reside?
All... Well, they're everywhere. They don't have any particular country. They're in every country. So that kind of gives you an idea just how extensive they are. We are the gnomes, all gathered around you in your home, and speaking through the telepathic phone that is spelt gnomes, G-O-G-N-O-M-E-S, a silent G. For we tiptoe so quietly and touch the petals on a flower and to release its cosmic light substance shower, sprinkling you as you pass along while singing melodies to you in song. We work with Goddess Virgo deep down inside the earth, tending the gemstones for your use and rebirth, For gemstones will activate you from within as you hold them and wear them against your skin. We travel in groups down caverns deep and do our work while people sleep. We come to the surface when we are through, just in time to meet the dew. As it collects on flowers, grasses, and trees, and gives them the cosmic light substance they need. For the dew, the combination of water and air, spreading its life force everywhere. So why do we gnomes wear a cap on our head? Why, it isn't our head flat like yours. Our stocking cap covers our pineal gland, which when we're on the surface, for many people can see us, for we are here in service tending flowers, grasses, and trees, and many have raised their vision and can see. A sun would say it's a melatonin we take, but we assure you it's not. It's just that our pineal gland did not stop growing. We just keep evolving while humanity fell. And you drifted into a 12 million year spell. We are part of the elemental kingdom, although little known, and we thank you for inviting us into your home. And now we begin the tale of old of why we gnomes never grow old. The secret is the stocking cap we wear on the head, which covers our pineal gland, which protrudes from the center of our crown and straight up through our pineal gland is our antenna, and lights our way as we work in deep and dark caverns. We never go astray. We always know exactly where we are and the distance we've covered thus far. Our pineal gland is our compass and points the way to our destination. So we don't falter with hesitation and lights the path as we walk along, like a living map lit up with song. We live along river banks and underground lakes and tend the quarries underground where many gemstones can be found. We touch the gemstones with the tip of our pineal gland and it activates their growth deep underground until they are ready to be found. Goddess Virgo works alongside us. It is in her wisdom that we trust. We are in service to Mother Earth, and we are here to help you in your search as your consciousness climbs. We will bring the location of gemstones to your mind and make them easy for you to find. Melatonin is a high and will propel you as you fly through the universe so you can explore without even moving your feet from the floor. Keep taking the melatonin and you will see how your scope of vision opens to all that can be. We are so gentle. We are so kind. Just hold us in your mind and you will see us in a very short time.
Beautiful, Zareya. So tell us a little bit about your experience with the gnomes in Shasta.
My experience with the gnomes was quite remarkable. I was camping up in one of the Upper Panther Meadow, and it was a full moon night, and I saw a glow in the forest part. It's a very thick forest area. So I decided to investigate. And as I approached it, at first I got a foreboding not to go any further, but yet I bypassed that and kept going. I came to a clearing and I saw a bonfire. And it wasn't very big. It was about maybe a foot to a foot and a half tall. And so I didn't see anyone around, so I decided I was going to put it out. And I heard a voice say, "Don't touch our fire." So I stopped. I looked around. And out from the trees walked these two gnomes, male and female. And they were about 4 inches tall. And I said, I was just going to put the fire out. Didn't want to have a forest fire. And they said, we won't have a forest fire. We have control over our fires. And I said, "You're gnomes." And they said, "Yes, we are." And and they said, "Come join us in our celebration." So I said, "All right." So I sat down. And I watched these gnomes dance around this campfire. And it was really unique. I mean, the feeling was so exuberant knowing that these little creatures exist. And, of course, I knew that. But still, I didn't expect to see them at Mount Shasta in the forest. But when you're out camping at night, especially on a full moon night, if you're in camping and you see a fire in the distance, a little, you know, a glow in the distance, go check it out. You may come across a bunch of gnomes dancing around a fire, and but it's quite a unique experience. Once you're with them, I mean, you can't help but feel love and joy, because that's all they are. Is love and joy.
Yeah.
And they also fly on the backs of blue jays. A lot of times, I know you've seen blue jays, it looks like it has a red cap on it. But that is not a cap. That happens to be a gnome using a blue jay for transportation. So if you ever see a blue jay with a looks like a red cap on it, don't bother it, because it is a gnome in transit.
Thank you. Well, that was a beautiful excerpt and beautiful information regarding the gnomes. So we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, they're quite real. Now, if you want to get books from Diane Robbins, I'll give you the website. Go to her website and order her books directly from her. That way she gets most of the proceeds. It's www.Diannerobbins.com. Go to her site and order her books. And
okay.
So she has The Crystal Kingdom.
Thank you.
She has The Call Goes Out to the Cetacean Nation, Tree Talk. You have Telos, the book Telos, tells all about the city of Telos. You have Messages from the Hollow Earth, which is tells a lot about, it's all about Hollow Earth. So if you ever wanted to know about Hollow Earth, then you definitely want to get one of those books. And they're quite informative. Okay, so I'm going to be shutting up here before my companion comes and chokes me. So anyway, so I'll be shutting up now.
I would never choke you. Anyways, thank you very much.
Well,
I
want to say one more thing, and it has to do with gratitude. Okay. What I want you all to do when you get a chance. When you get a chance, well, that's all about gratitude too. But when you get a chance, go out to a river or a stream, find a nice flat rock, and use that as your gratitude rock. Whenever you get it at home, just look at that rock and just tell that rock everything you're grateful for, and just keep it with you. And every time you get a chance, just, you know, let the stone know what you're in gratitude of. And you'll find that it will influence your path in life. So you should do that, and you'll find that it's quite beneficial for you. Okay? I've said enough.
Very good.
I'm done.
Okay.
Put me on mute.
I shall do that. Thank you very much. All right, everybody. Our next guest for today, and we'll be talking with Jerea and Zora after we have our two guests. So our first guest today is going to be Dr. Tom, and Dr. Tom is going to give us some updates. We haven't spoken to him in a while, and I know that there's so much information out there in regards to, you know, the RV, Nasara, Gasari, and that's besides the geopolitical scene as well. So let's go ahead and bring Dr. Tom in, and let's see what he has to say from his perspective, what is happening now in the world of finances. Okay, here we go.
Hello, Dr. Tom.
Hello, Dr. Tom. Good morning to you. How are you?
We're doing fine. How about you?
We're great. Thank you so much for being here today. We only have a few short minutes with you today. So So let's go ahead and get started.
Okay. So I need about 10 minutes here?
That's all you got.
Right.
Everybody is on a time limit. Thank you.
Okay. Well, let me get through it. I start the clock. I'm going to put this in a scenario so we can visualize it, because we are massive amounts of misinformation out there. And we need to settle down the crowd. There's chaos going on. There's a lot of people freaking out with anxieties and everything. So I want to state it this way. We're at a train station, and there's two trains on the tracks. Both of them are heading north. And we're going to hop on the first train, and we're going to walk through the first boxcar. In that boxcar is many representatives from countries all over the world. They're working on treaties, settlements, old and new contracts, constitutional law, banking laws, constitutional in their own countries, their own banking, central banks that they'll be using in their own countries. That's in the first boxcar. And they're working hard, and they're trying to get these settlements done. Also in there is a few of the Iraqis. Are in there, the banking people. They're trying to make settlements. If they go by, Iraqi goes by themselves, it's going to affect the three tribes in Iraq. And we'll do one, only one tribe will get the money in Iraq. So they're trying to push to not have Iraq go by itself. In the second car of the first train, we see the military there. They're working on taking down the regimes of the world, especially the ones in the U.S. They're working on taking the banking down. They are exposing the crimes. They are creating a scenario of, we've got to show what they were going to do to the public and get those gone. In boxcar number three are the bankers. What they're in there right now is they're finalizing the Basel 3-4 compliance, so the banks have enough money to lend, and they have to be 20% allowed for credit lines. They're also working on the new shifting of monies, which is called Stellar XRP XOM. which is the blockchain that will move the money around the world. So those aren't all in place right now. They're still working on it. The banking industry is making adjustments on how they do loans, how they do interest rates, things like that. And in the last boxcar, is the media. And they're there being taken down, and they are being re-educated. They're being bought out. They're saying, this is what you need to say. And new groups, new media is coming in. There's also another group of people, and they're educating the bankers and everything that the publics aren't ready to receive large amounts of money, and they are still negotiating how they're going to release the funds. They're talking about releasing the funds sometime in 2023 and releasing it drip by drip. If you're getting 10 million, maybe you only get 1 million the first month. And also releasing the ZIMs at the end of the year, early into 2024. So this is a train that's taking a lot of stops, and its destination may not be 4 to 6 months. That's the first RV train. That's the one that's right there, that's out there. The second train, we're going to get on board here, and it's a different scenario, okay? Walking into boxcar one, all the redemption staff are there. They're excited. They're talking. They're celebrating. They're going through their final paperwork. The exchange people there. The safe web link, Starlink people are there. The banking people are sitting there with their computers ready to release emails. They're also two working on the Prosperity CMKX bondholders. The banking people are out there. They're all set. The admiral. They're all talking. They're all happy. They're just ready to go. Ready to go on this second train. In the second boxcar, we have the Iraqis. They're ready to go. They're increasing their pricing, all the banking laws are done, all their agreements are done. All the tribe people are all in together. Vietnam, the BRICS countries, all the other countries in the world are ready to go. All the militaries around the country are united, and everything is set. This train only has a few days to go to its destination. So we have two trains. One, the first train I talked about, there's still a lot of work that needs to be done. And I have many, many contacts that are working behind the scenes in banking, in government, in military. So we have these two trains. What train are we on? We have the other train. This thing's ready to go in the middle of this week. So that's kind of where we're at. We don't know.
So,
and that's all we are.
Dr. Tom. Yeah. So, if I ask you personally, where, you know, intuitively what you might see things, which way it's going to go, do you have a feeling about that personally?
intuitively. I don't like that part. I would have to say, I don't like that guy because it's like, no. So I'm feeling intuitively that we're a few months out, but I'm on the other side that misinformation, we may go down the other way. And that's why we need make sure from the banking point that you have cash on hand, you stabilize, ground your feet. We are moving into a depression. The military, the world has to show, the good guys have to show what the crimes were So we have to see a fallout and wake more people up
right.
to see what was going
right.
on. So I feel that
okay.
we
okay.
this all could go at once. This all could go next week, but I'm sensing we're a few
we'll
months
see.
Out. Could be longer, too.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay, so we shall see. All right. So, so good. Geez, I hate to cut you off, but I'm going to have to do that. Any last words, last 2 minutes from you?
You know, just stay busy. You know, get your sovereignty, get your economic things going. Take time to rebuild your health. Stay in that stellar health between, you know, eating the right foods, exercising, meditating, going out in nature, and keep rebuilding yourself up so you are a powerful being, you know. Okay?
Yeah. Excellent. Okay. Way to go. Thank you so much. That was really a beautiful way of explaining so that it's you know, we can, because we like to put things in order. So that's really, that was a really great way of explaining the scenarios of what's happening out there. So very nice. Very good.
Well,
thank you so much, Dr. Tom.
We'll see. Time will tell. This will happen.
You bet.
Soon.
Yes,
we just
exactly.
don't know the time and
yeah.
date. So. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Have a nice day.
Thanks, Dr. Tom. You have a super good, super, super day. Thank you for all of what you did, what you said today, and, of course, for being you. All right. You take
okay.
good care.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right. So before we bring in our next guest, and just in preparation for when we get a chance to talk with Sora, because you know I'm going to ask Sora a similar question in regards to what he sees in the next foreseeable days or next few months, 6 months or so. And we'll go from there. But again, the only thing I want to say in regards to everything that's out there regarding the financial system and the RV, et cetera. You know, we are, and, you know, we have to still work with the dark, because the dark is always right behind you sometimes. And I'm not talking literally, but they want to still try to do whatever they can, even though we already know, guys, that they already are done. It's a matter of now working with those that are really asleep to get to the point of where most of us are that are listening on the call or Q's call, et cetera. So talking about Q, just one, just real quick, we will have a BBS radio call with Q this coming Saturday, which is, now don't quote me, I think that's February the 4th. And he will have his 2-hour call then on BBS Radio, so hopefully everyone will be there. All right, so our next guest, and I'll go ahead and bring him through, is going to be talking further about his about the limbic arc, and that we kind of left everybody on a cliffhanger at that point. And so today we're just going to go ahead and talk about the limbic arc and what it's all about. So let me go ahead and bring Ron back in. So hang in there. Okay, let's see. Oh, I have his number right here. One of these days, things will be so much easier with the new Q phones, Q computers, anything that's not what we presently have, right? And that people can't read our, you know everything that we're doing, especially if you're watching TV, whether you're on your computer or on the phone, et cetera, et cetera. We are being watched for sure. All right. Okay, so let's go ahead and bring Ron in. And let's see. I think I've got everything here. All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hello, Ron. Welcome. It's Jane and Billy here at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm glad to talk to you.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you. We love even talking with you probably even more. And the reason for that, I just want to tell people a little quick review. So we kind of left everybody, all of you guys, on a cliffhanger at that point. We were just beginning to talk about the limbic arc. And, of course, who better than Ron Spence to be able to talk about it because he's worked so closely with Dr. Cook and the people there and all of what he has done as a researcher, especially in the area of quantum physics, spirituality, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't know if you want to kind of embellish that a little bit more before we ask you to please talk about the limbic arc and how it really works. Most of the people that are really listening understand vibrations and frequencies. We understand about some of the technologies, you know, the Tesla technology that's already out there for free energy, et cetera. But you know what? We don't know about frequencies as well as nutrition. I mean, we still have to eat. So tell us a little bit. Tell us more about the limbic arc. Go ahead and explain a little bit more about you, though, real quick. Thank you.
Well, me too. Well, you know, years ago, I'm in my, I'm a young guy. I'm like Jane. We're about the same age. And
there you go.
But years ago, I got even involved in this process is years ago as a young man in my 20s, I actually got really sick. And for over a decade, I mean, I was so sick, I didn't want to live. It was just so awful. Every day waking up was just such a chore. And I was like that for over a decade. And I had been under the tutelage of Western medicine. And they just couldn't figure it out or solve the problem. And it wasn't until I started. Go ahead.
Oh, excuse me. Ron, just real quick. When you say you were really, really sick and you wanted to kind of give up, can you explain that a little bit more? Because I know that you've had asthma.
Could you explain that
so we understand better where you were and now where you are? Thank you.
Okay. So I was totally exhausted. I could sleep all day and still be exhausted. I just had no energy. I was dizzy. I couldn't keep my balance. They thought maybe I had some inner ear infection or something, but I was just exhausted all the time. And I could hardly walk because I was so, my equilibrium was off. I was painful. I was inflamed. And the docs, the standard tests that they ran on me, they couldn't find what the problem was. Everything seemed to come out normal. And I was in that mode for about 10 years. And I just loved to go to sleep because I was unconscious and I didn't have to deal with it. But I learned how to put one foot in front of the other and walk and everything. I looked okay. But inside, I was just so miserable. And life wasn't enjoyable at all. And so it wasn't until I was introduced to alternative health. After a decade of Western medical solutions, in fact, it got worse. I decided to do something else. And that's when I found this young lady at 106 years old. And, you know, it was really funny. My first meeting with her, she was so vibrant and so sharp and intelligent and expressed herself so well. And here I'm sitting in front of her in my 20s thinking, oh, my gosh, I'm death warmed over. Here she's 106 and so vibrant. I'm thinking, what's wrong with this? And she recognized that, you know, as I've explained everything to her, and she says, you know, I want to take you under my wing and I'm going to show you what you need to do. And after about several months into that process, my body started repairing itself and I started having a good day and then a couple good days. And pretty soon after a while, I had a week that was good. And it wasn't too long before I had my health back. And I was so impressed with that experience that I made it my life's work. I was executive of some big companies in electronics and I focused on wanting to help people discover what I discovered. And I at the end of the day, what I discovered is that we're all loaded with toxins, and toxins really mess you up, okay? They block nutrient assimilation in the body, which is everything to be healthy. And the, our lifestyles, what we eat, how we think even, and what we do, I took all of that and made great lifestyle changes, and it healed my body, and I was excited about that. I wanted to share that with others. And so for the last 40-some years, I've been engaged in doing research on all aspects of alternative health, everything that I can get my hands on, and going down various paths and understanding what that does to help, you know, heal the human body. And that's what I've been doing. And along the way, I came across this company called Olympic Arc, Dr. Cook, who I met all over 20 years ago, and I helped him on another project he was involved with. And in the last 4 years, we started Olympic Arc, which is really, it deals with quantum physics, the ability to understand that everything in our reality is not physical. You know, when you break things down to their lowest composition of what they're made up of, you'd think that there's some type of physical something that you can grab onto and say, here's what it is, but there isn't. When you break everything down to the lowest, if you had the biggest microscope in the world, you'll find out that everything is energy. There is nothing that's physical. It's the energy that's organized in a certain way that gives a certain signature. In fact, James talking about frequency. Frequency is how frequency works is it's the vibration of that energy. For example, when you take a physical chemical, a phytochemical found in nature, like in a plant, and you break that down to what it's made up of, you'll find out that you get to the subatomic levels and you have protons, neutrons, electrons, and these electrons spin around the protons and neutrons that are hovered in the middle. There's different combinations, different sizes, different speeds, which makes it a unique signature. It's only unique to that particular phytochemical. The movement of that activity, there's equipment that can measure that movement. It's measured in a frequency. So when you're measuring the frequency of something, it's that movement of that energy that creates that frequency that's unique to that unique phytochemical. And so that's how frequency has value. But frequency is only part of the equation. It's the information that is contained in that unique signature that makes it unique. Now, and frequency is a subset of that information. So what Dr. Cook has done is he's learned this doing his various studies and such, and it's taken him, you know, many years to put this model together. But it's kind of like when you understand that everything's energy and everything that energy contains information, then you start looking at our physical, our presumed to be physical world and say, okay, when I'm eating food or I'm taking a supplement, my body is designed to harvest that energy information from that food or that supplement. And that energy information is then sent to my aura, my field, my personal field, who I really am. And well, what is that? Well, we know that our conscious mind is attached to our brain, okay, and it's pretty smart, but our subconscious, our, what we call innate intelligence, it's really an extension of our spirit essence. It is so powerful and so unbelievably big that it can't be contained in our body. It's a field around our body that's attached to us, and discovered that if there's a way that we can communicate more effectively between our conscious, which runs our day-to-day body, and our subconscious, which is all-knowing, okay, we could actually create reality. Now, the reason why I say that, I have to first back up a little bit. In one of my journeys over that last 40-some years, I come across hypnotherapy. I was interested in it, so I went and studied to learn to be a hypnotherapist and did that. I didn't do it to be a hypnotherapist. I just wanted that additional information. And I discovered that in hypnotherapy, like where Dr. Cook, he did a different path. He went into traditional Chinese medicine, which there's some similarities. But what I discovered in my journey is that when you go into someone's subconscious, their extension of their innate intelligence, everything's recorded. In fact, everything's recorded that happened to you in this life at all ages, as well as the life before this, okay? If there's something that's negatively imprinted there, which that happens quite a bit, that negative emotion, if you will, communicates with the quantum field. Now, what the quantum field, first of all, is a what we've the dots that I've connected. There's a series of laws that live there. These laws, of course, I'm sure was created by God, and it has to obey intelligent input. Well, the intelligent input that communicates with the quantum field happens to be our subconscious. And if we could communicate effectively with our subconscious, we could set instructions to create what we want. The quantum field then creates this hologram. By the way, everything in our reality, we're holographic beings. Our reality is holographic. It's like the Matrix movie. Science and all has proven that. Okay, so we're living kind of an illusion. It appears to be physical, but everything's energy. So Dr. Cook has discovered that, hey, let's just focus on providing energy solutions, because we know that when you're eating food and when you're taking supplements, there's some problems that can happen. The biggest problem over time has been that humans now are loaded with toxins. We live in an environment that we have 80,000 different foreign chemicals that are in our food processing industry. We spray chemicals on our ground, on our food, on our plants. They do harmful things. For example, when you spray it on the farm fields, it kills the microbes in the ground. The microbes in the ground is what we harvest in plants that we eat that comes into our digestive process that gives us the 70% immune response that we're supposed to have. These microbes travel with the food we get in our gut, and that's the symbiotic relationship that we have with microbes that keeps ourselves healthy as our first line of defense. We destroyed that, and it destroys our health. What it else does is these toxins, pharmaceutical drugs, same thing. They harm our microbiome, but more importantly, it's discovered that they block the cellular receptors in our chemistry, in our physiology. Well, what that means is that, and just to let you know that we are so in harmony with nature, in the phytochemicals that are found in plant life, the nature that we eat, there are corresponding receptors on our cells. And how these micronutrients get to our cells is through a honing process, a honing device process, a frequency that sends out a frequency so this particular vitamin or mineral knows to go to that particular receptor and get in. What we've done to humanity because of modern things that we're doing, all these toxins we are exposed to get into our body and they block these receptors. They disrupt our microbiome by killing it. And so we're not assimilating, and even stuff that gets assimilated, the nutrients, then also are blocked in the receptors. And we could be eating the best food in the world and still not handshaking with it and harvesting that information to our personal energy field because of this toxic nature. So what I've discovered, I remember Dr. Cook sharing with me years ago the story of a young lady that came into his lab. And he right away recognized, geez, you got all the signs and symptoms of scurvy, which is a deficiency of vitamin C. This is a simple story to illustrate this. And he realized that, geez, she's eating vitamin C-enriched foods. She's taking even vitamin C supplements, but yet she still had this deficiency. How can that be? Well, back then he gave her the equivalent of what we have today. We call them InfoBoosts. It's an energy form of that vitamin C in its energy information form directly to her field, and within days, all her symptoms of scurvy disappeared. Well, from there, this is expanded into Dr. Cook has created an entire virtual library of all these ingredients and phytochemicals and the kind of things you would walk into a health food store and see all this stuff. And most people who go to health food stores know that I'm going to buy a certain thing because I've read something about this, it would be helpful. And, well, Dr. Cook made this so good because First of all, I have saved hundreds and thousands of dollars in the things that I used to buy in nutrition because of what he's created here. And everybody could do the same thing. And that is, now my body is getting the energy information it needs. It doesn't have to worry about being blocked because I've got toxins in my body. And now I'm getting exactly what I need. Dr. Linus Pauling, twice Nobel Prize winner in medicine, said that if you are lacking any nutrient mineral deficiency over a period of time, it always manifests in an illness and disease. And so Dr. Cook created this, and this is the really cool part here. He's learned how to interface this with our subconscious to the quantum field so that the smart part of us now engages in this process of going into this health food store, looking at all the virtual things. It knows exactly what you need. And it knows that before I was harvesting this information from physical, so-called physical forms like food and supplements, now I can just harvest it, that information, bring it into my field, and balance my field. Then the physiology follows. And so he's created this health food store approach where we go into it, our subconscious identifies very quickly the very top-ranked things that are there that I need, and it provides it to me, and it changes people's lives. The first thing that ever happened to me, my first experience with this was when, you know, I had tinnitus for, you know, 8 years nonstop. I learned how to have it not impact me too much because I've learned through hypnotherapy how to just ignore it, okay? But it's always there. The very first day I did my first InfoBoost, I created a formula from the library, and I turned it on. 2 hours later, for the first time in 8 years, that sound went away. It blew my mind. Then later on, about 9 months later, Dr. Cook incorporated in the technology to the ability of our innate intelligence to help us guide and direct us when we take that tour in the health food store, what it is that we really need that's unique to us. It's personalized to us. And our innate intelligence knows a lot more than we do or anybody else. So it says, okay, Ron, of these 1,000 ingredients, here's what you need. You need this, 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 and this. And it gives me the top 10 or 20, whatever I want. And then I turn that on and I start receiving that. And here's what I noticed when that happened. I just felt more energy. I slept better. And I just felt overall just my quality of life improved. But what was really surprising is that I had been diagnosed when I was a young man, when I was in my, you know, I don't know, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, my parents told me, I couldn't remember it, they said I had asthma, and they had to move to a certain part of the country, so my asthma was better, okay? I outgrew that, and I haven't had any problem with that until I hit my 60s. Well, I went in and got diagnosed, and from a medical doctor, he said, yep, you got asthma, here's the thing, boom, boom, boom. Asthma typically provides you a pressure in your chest, coughing all the time, and shortness of breath when you're exercising. And I had all those, and the tests that they ran showed that I had swollen bronchial tubes. Well, I had it for 10 years. In the fall of the year, it always got worse, and every year it progressively got worse. So I was concerned. Well, when Dr. Cook incorporated this part of the technology, I start using it, and one day I woke up, and I realized, oh my gosh, I don't have asthma symptoms anymore. And I realized it had been almost 4 months that I was in this process doing this, and I was curious. I didn't have any more pressure in my chest. I didn't cough anymore. I could exercise and never have a problem with being winded. And I'm thinking, I got to find out what's going on here. So I went back in the history of the InfoBoost that my innate intelligence selected out of the library, and I found a particular ingredient, because there is many of them in there, and it could be a combination of things, but there was one in particular that got my attention. It was one that was ranked very high of importance. My innate intelligence wanted this. It's something I didn't know about. It was a botanical called lomatium, and lomatium is, and I did more research, was a Native American herb that was, its historical use was to kill bacteria, viruses, and fungus that are deep-seated in lung tissue. Interesting. And I noticed when I start doing this, my innate intelligence selected this guy. It was scored very high. And every time I did a new InfoBoost for me, which was about every 10 days, it would go lower and lower and lower. I wasn't paying attention to this until months later when I went back and looked at it. And I found that after it went off the radar, going off the radar to me meant it was now instead in the 90% range, it was in the 50 and 60% range. That's when I noticed I had no more symptoms. And by the way, I have been symptom free for over 2.5 years. Those are the kinds of things that they get my attention. I could tell you many stories like this of people using, we have thousands around the world using this technology to share with me stories that are pretty amazing stories, kind of like what I just shared with you. Some of them are even more amazing. I have, in fact, Dr. Cook incorporated here in the last, I don't know, this last year, a pet program. The kind of things that we're doing as humans, we're providing for our pets now. Well, what I discovered is that our pets are actually more effective. Our pets actually utilize this technology in a way that seem to be even more effective than humans. They're having better results. I have, it's happening faster for them, and they're just getting better results. So in my discussion with Dr. Cook about this, the only conclusion we came to is that pets don't have the same kind of emotions to where they doubt something. Doubt seems to be a problem in making the product work more effective or not, okay? Emotions seem to be that way. Years ago, I studied, and still do because it's fun, I studied a phenomena called a spontaneous remission. That's where people have days to live, and someone gives them something thinking that it's going to heal their body. They believe it, and the next day they wake up, and their body's healed, no more illness and disease. I've studied this, and I've tried to connect the dots between what we're doing with Olympic Arc, and I see some comparisons here. When I studied hypnotherapy, I realized and saw people totally change their life from when we remove the negative emotion that's imprinted in their subconscious, replace it with something good, that their whole lives change, their health changes. They have abundance and prosperity comes into their lives. They have great relationships. But I never, and I saw this play out many, many times, but I couldn't figure out what is the process, what's the mechanism that could cause this to happen. Until years later, in my journey of this 40-some years, I started studying quantum physics, which out of most people, it's too boring, but I was fascinated by it. And as I got into the experiments and what happened, and I very quickly came to the conclusion that quantum physics explained what was happening here because intelligent input, okay, sends messages to the quantum field. The quantum field has to respond. And that response creates a new reality. So if now a person had these negative thoughts imprinted in them, and now it's removed and they have positive thoughts in there, a new program is sent to the quantum field for that intelligence, and the laws that exist there have to obey that intelligent input, and it sends a new hologram to them that now is a different hologram. It doesn't have these negative aspects. They don't attract and create that hologram. They create good and positive things. Well, Dr. Cook has done this with Olympic Arc in a program called CERT, C-E-R-T. And it's a way that we used, that I was familiar with hypnotherapy, and doing that in a very simple, easy way of identifying negative emotions in the various category buckets and removing them so they do not have a problem anymore. I've gone ahead, and through my years of study, I've found that there's about six different ways people can get negative emotions that are imprinted into their intelligence, okay? One can be, in this life, PTSD can cause that, post-traumatic syndrome disorder, okay? Like in a war or something like that, or an accident or something traumatic. It can be given to you through DNA, through your parents and grandparents and great-grandparents. There can be some unresolved issue, emotion, that's passed down to you through the luck draw, you know, through a lucky process, I guess, and now you're reliving it until someone along the line solves that problem. The biggest one I found through my interviews with practitioners is that they tell me 95% of the emotional bondage and clearing comes through past life regression, something I'm very familiar with. And then there's a new one I found out this last year. You can actually have it programmed into you while you're in your mother's womb. And there's a lot of experience on that. So these are ways that that can happen. Now, when you're a young man, it can happen from the ages of 1 to 7. Your brain waves are not totally mature yet, and they can actually, they're like a sponge. And if you are around someone really negative, saying you're no good, you're never going to be any good, you can imprint that. That's a program that's imprinted to your subconscious. So the rest of your life, you're sending those instructions to the field. The field creates that reality for you, and your life is yucky. And over time, it ends up in being having poor health as well and disease. There's one other thing that I have come across this. I don't see it too often, but there's a possibility, something called interdimensional parasites. And I'm not going to go into that subject right now, but I've come across 6 different ways a person can have these things imprinted in them, and they don't know about it. And so the technology is designed with the intent to find this stuff and remove it. Now, one other thing I'll share with you that's, I think, really important, especially in this day and age, there's a lot of people that have these mystery illness and diseases. And Western medicine isn't good. Sometimes they're good at finding stuff, and other times they're not. I've noticed that when they're good at finding stuff, they don't know how to fix it. They just can find it. But many times they can't find it either, okay? And there's a lot of things out there. And here's another thing I found that it's happened to me in my life, okay? And I found it with others because I recognized the symptoms, and that is this. People now are so exposed to electromagnetics, and it's causing a lot of problems. It's tied to tinnitus. It's tied to inflammation. It's tied to poor health. It's tied to turning off your immune system and harming you at the cellular level, creating illness and disease. Another one are molds. Toxic molds are everywhere, and people don't know they have it. And there's not tests out there to identify it in the Western medicine. Dr. Cook has created a system called imponderables. Imponderables is a mechanism through homeopathy where it can identify things that are negatively impacting you. These are 2 things that negatively impact people that they don't know about. One is electromagnetics, 2 are molds. So when you do what we call a spark scan, and it records your voice, the energy from your voice, Dr. Cook has learned how to take that information and go into the library and find these things that where we score high scores on something that can be harming you, like electromagnetics, 4G, 5G, Wi-Fi, microwave, cell tower emissions, whatever it might be, or all the various molds that's going around. And if you score high in anything in the 80%, 90% range, in my opinion, is significant. The system Dr. Cook created was designed with the intent to block that, so that does not harm you anymore. So not only do you have the ability to walk into this health food store and have your innate intelligence pick out exactly what you need personalized to you, it also is designed so that it will select things in that library that will prevent you from the exposure of these other harmful things that nobody knows about that's affecting them in a negative way every day. So I've given you kind of, Jane, a little bit of an overview of what this is all about. Maybe there's some specific questions you want to ask that we could delve into.
Wow, that was enormous information. I would love to be able to talk with you in more depth. I think we need to find out now from you. Tell us a little bit about how we... So it just the system itself in limbic arc. So there are boosts for general information, and then you can also partake of CERT. So maybe we could do that. So imponderables, is that one of the regular boosts? So if you could explain that so that they'll be a little bit knowledgeable when they go into the website and know exactly what to press and then go forward from there.
Okay, when you go into when we go to the back office, the product side, okay, you'll notice that. In fact, let me just pull something up here on mine so I can just follow along. Okay, so when I go into my back office, you have the ability. Sure. The very first thing that comes up is says Active Info Boost. In fact, I just did that about a half an hour ago. So I have all new Info Boost and. And I create, now I have my favorites. I've been doing this a long time. And I have my favorites. Now, I do one. I pattern my efforts after what Dr. Linus Pauling said. He says, everything's nutrition. That's what everybody is starving. They don't know they are, but they are, okay? So there is, Dr. Cook has created an info boost called multi-nutrition. So you can go into the library and you can click on that and you can select the whole Info Boost, which is a really big library of ingredients, or you can spark scan it and then select the top whatever percentage. When I spark scan an existing Info Boost, I go down to about 50% of it and make it more efficient. So it's more personalized to me. And so I select everything in there that's 50% and higher, and I turn that one on. Now, I've created one myself, because I'm doing research every day, almost every day, on new research that comes to me from around the world, and I've created something called mitochondria nutrition. I kind of joke with Dr. Cook that I tell him my stuff's better than his. But anyway, I've created one called mitochondria nutrition, and it was from a research paper that showed how, you know, until the phytochemical gets into the cell, I thought, you know, it's arrived, but it hasn't. There's still a mechanism that takes it from inside the cell to the ATP, the mitochondria, to produce ATP. And that's what this formula does. It's mitochondrial nutrition. I discovered there was a particular ingredient called acetyl-L-carnitine that is the delivery mechanism that puts it into the mitochondria. And if you don't have that, it doesn't handshake. And so these are things that I've improved in the nutritional formula that I believe are more effective. So I've created my own formula called mitochondria nutrition based on this research, and I run that almost, that's my standard one I do all the time. I also do a detox one, because that's the other part, that we're all, every single day we are loaded and exposed to toxins. So unless you're keeping up to it, you know, you're going behind and you're getting more into disease state. So I've selected a detox formula. Dr. Cook has one. I've created my own, too. And so I can use either one of those, and I do a spark scan. And that one I select 70% and higher, because it's a little bit more, it has more teeth in it. And so that's what I do. Mm-hmm. And then there's one other one I do because of my age. As we get older, we most older people have their circulation reduced. It can create high blood pressure and a number of different health things. I've gone ahead, let me see, it's been about 3.5 months now. I've been using this. I created something called Clear Plaque BP. These are nutrient information that I found around the world from research, okay, that has been very effective in removing and cleaning up our circulatory pipes that improve with heart disease and plaque buildup and blood pressure, all these kind of things. So it's a formula I've created from research, and it works so well. Guess what? In the last 3.5 months, I've dropped my blood pressure by 20 points, and it's just amazing what it's doing. Okay?
What is that called again?
It's one I created that I'd have to send out to people, okay? It's called Clear Plaque BP. Clear Plaque BP.
Clear.
And I've been using that. Clear Plaque, P-L-A-Q-U-E, Clear Plaque.
Oh, plaque, okay.
Yeah, Clear Plaque,
oh,
BP.
Nice.
BP stands for BP. Blood pressure. Okay.
Nice.
So I've been using it. Now, I can't say that that's what caused my blood pressure to reduce like it has,
sure.
but I don't know what else it is. Okay. So in any event, it works so well for me. It's really, these things have changed my life. But the most important one that I do, okay, so that I do the detox, I do the nutrition one, I do the clear plaque for circulatory health. And the main one that's important is called just the custom one. The custom one is when you do the spark scan, it records your voice, and it engages your innate intelligence to its basically marching instructions for your innate intelligence to go into the library and say, okay, everything that's in here, what's the most important for me? And what I do is I select the top 90% of those. And those are the most important ones, and they're different most of the time. And I set up an info boost for those. So that's, to me, the most important info boost that we have is doing the custom one. And those are the four that I run all the time. And, I have there's some new research I'm going to be sharing this week. It has to do with a particular acid that we get into our diet. And guess what? I found out that's what's making everybody fat and making them obese and overweight. And there's a way to stop this. You have to come to my webinar that I'm going to do. But it is it is so phenomenal. It's based on great research. I've created an info boost that adjusts to this, and it's the mystery behind why everybody has a weight problem here in the United States. They've discovered some science that we have to block this, and I show you in food and a new app that I have that shows you how to get around and not do this. And what you should realize is that it improves your health like crazy, but you're going to drop weight like crazy as well. Okay.
Okay. So, and when is that, Robin? Okay. So,
go ahead.
Just go back. Okay. So how do we join into your group, Ron?
I have an email newsletter that I send out there, but I think you're on it. I think I've sent it to you. And in there, it gives a link in there. I do one Wednesday for the international market and one for Friday for the U.S. market.
Okay.
Although I'm speaking English in both of those, on the international one, we have interpreters interpreting it. So different languages.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Go in every week and I introduce a new info boost that I've created based on research. This is one that I'm really excited about because this research is the mystery and why people are unable to lose weight, and it shows all the science. And so I've created a new info boost that addresses that.
And that's going to be this coming Wednesday and Friday?
Wednesday and Friday. I send my email newsletter out every Tuesday and Thursday, and in there's a link.
Okay, I'll have to check.
Everything. Mm-hmm. And you take a look, that shows the link that people can come and listen to it.
Is it the same link with Dr. Cook? Because he has his Wednesday calls all the time. Right?
It's a different link.
Okay. Yeah, well, we'll talk about that. Okay. Since, just because of time, we need to kind of backtrack. There's a lot of people that really don't have the basics at all in terms of limbic arc. So when you go in, and I'm going to share our website with everyone, once you go in, then of course you could join. So go ahead and join. Uh-huh. So in order to join, it's how much is that again? It's $100 a month, right?
It's $99. $99.
All right, $99. Now, what's really cool is if you have people that don't have the $99, there's a family pack, which you can ahead. People can join through you for $10, and they get everything that you have.
Exactly.
And also, same thing goes with CERT. CERT is the emotional boost, to help you emotionally. The other one is your general boost that cover everything plus, and then if you just go in and just go to the website, it'll give you some information. What's wonderful about Limbic Arc also is that they do have a customer service, where you can go ahead and ask them questions if you're having any issues. You could call me also.
Because they have so many we have more international business now than we have in the U.S., so they set up the customer service So you go on the front page and you go contact us, and you'll see a little help screen there. So you type in what you want to do, and they will respond back and forth. And if it's bad enough, they'll call you. Okay, so that's the best way to get a hold of them.
Oh, a chat. Okay, all right.
Yeah, a chat.
Okay,
uh-huh. Yep.
So all right. So here's our limbic arc, so you can go ahead and get in. So it's quantum, you know, because we're all about quantum. Quantum. J for Jane, B for Billy, dot limbic arc, limbicarc.com. That's our website.
Jane, they have it two ways. You can actually
– okay.
They have two systems, and it will recognize both. You could have startup limbicarc.com/ and then quantum.
Oh, yes.
Okay, but you can do it that way too.
Okay. That's true. So limbic arc, L like Larry, I, India, M for Mary, I, a B for boy, I, igloo, C for Charlie, limbic arc, one word, ARC.com, mm-hmm. and forward slash quantum JB, and you and then you can go ahead and go get to our website that way too.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah.
I think in terms of all of the beautiful and just go ahead, you know, when you go into the website, you know, and you get in and you listen to the information that's there to help to guide you as well. When you get in, go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, well, the easiest way to explain that is when you go in the left-hand side of your screen, you'll see a category says active info boost, okay? So you click on that, and a screen will come up. And then in the middle of that screen, towards the bottom, you'll see a big green box that says add info boost. So you click on that add info boost, and then what happens is you'll the best way to do this, at the top of the screen, there'll be a name comes up that says, with other things, it says custom. So you click on the word custom, and then another box will come up below. The first one says custom. You click on that, okay? Then you have the option. It says green info boost or blue info boost. If you do the blue info boost, that's called the spark scan. That's what you want to do. You click on the spark scan, okay? And then it walks you through it gives you instructions. If it's the first time you've done it, you have to go through two screens, and there's even a little video that shows you how to do that. But by the time you get to the third screen, then it says record. So you click that. You have 10 seconds to talk. This is what I say, okay? And I do this from my background in hypnotherapy. Dr. Cook does it a different way because of his training in Chinese medicine, okay? I always say, I'm so grateful. Gratitude is a tremendous emotion. We want to imprint in our subconscious good things, okay? So I'm saying, I'm so grateful for my perfectly healthy body, and I'm grateful for abundance and prosperity and joy and happiness and protection in my life. Now, by the time you say those four things, your 10 seconds are gone, okay? And so that's what I'm recording, because those 10 seconds are important because you're communicating with your subconscious, and we want good things to go into the subconscious. And so what happens, based on my education training, that's sending instructions to the field to say, okay, this intelligence connected through my subconscious now believes that they have good health, they're abundant and prosperous, they have a joyful relationship, and they're protected. So it starts putting together the ingredients that starts forming that reality that is coming your way. Now, what we don't know, we only theories, okay, on this part, the dots I connect is how quickly can we create a new reality? Well, you can go from one extreme, from spontaneous remission, it can happen almost instantly, to one that could be a year or so delayed down the road. What is the ingredients that makes those things happen quick for some and slower for others? I've discovered, you know, in my research, I believe I know what it is. I think it's, you know, when Jesus told us that these things ye see me do, ye shall do, and much greater. And he's also talking about the fact that if you have the belief of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. Belief is very important, and emotional commitment of faith and believing in something that's real and it's happening as though it's happened. Those are the key ingredients. Once you master that ability, you're going to make things happen in your life so much quicker than if you doubt. Doubt and fear, you want to learn how to get rid of those emotions. When you start thinking about it, put something positive in there right away. It will change your life because we are creators. We have the ability within us to create our reality, and collectively for humanity, the reality that we have right now is the collective thought process of humanity. So how we bring heaven to earth is changing and upgrading how humans think to process and think about only good things. We create that reality. So ultimately, I believe Olympic art can be a tool to help us to move and evolve humans to a much better place, much faster, healthier, attracting good things to us. And actually, I believe it has the ability, if we have enough of us do this, to change our reality collectively for humanity.
Beautifully put. I completely, we all agree. We all agree with you. That's exactly the bottom line right now. Okay, going back to the system, Ron, so you explained that this is like the general way of how to create the booth, and then it'll be good for up to 14 days when you do that. And it'll always send you a reminder every day that this is what's happening now, you know, that we sent you this, which is really, really great. So when I get that, I said, oh, I am so grateful, right? So anyway, so it'll do that. And then now let's talk a little bit, and then you go back when it's over, then just go back in there and you can go ahead and redo it. If people want to redo it sooner, you can always do that.
It doesn't allow you to do a voice scan sooner than 24 hours, okay? It locks it in for 24 hours. However, let me advise you something.
Okay.
Particularly as you do the CERT program, I would advise, first of all, it takes to imprint information to a person's physiology, it takes 8 days to do a complete cycle. So that means that if you do it less than 8 days, you're getting more information than the body has the ability to process. Now, how I learned this is when the CERT program first came out, that only runs for 24 hours. So I thought, well, okay, I'll do a new one every day then. The first time I did it, it was so wonderful. Every day I did it after that got worse and worse and worse. After 5 days into this, I was really feeling not good at all. And I discovered that I was programming myself with too much information. My body couldn't handle it, and I was having Herxheimer's, okay? So the best way to do this, when you do a general info boost, I would recommend don't do anything less than 8 days. If you're doing the CERT program, I wouldn't do an info boost, a voice scan info boost in that less than 5 days.
Okay, got it. Okay, so at least do it for the 5 days and then go ahead and redo that. Could you tell everyone a little bit about the CERT? What does it mean?
Okay.
Let me remember because I
haven't done it for a long. Okay, CERT means Cook's Emotional... Emotional Response Technique. Emotional Response Technique. Okay. And
correct.
So Dr. Cook created this. Now, I have a different way of doing stuff, but Dr. Cook and I train differently. But what he's doing works well, okay? He takes emotions and places it into 12 different buckets. And these are different zones. He calls them zones. And so here's what I found. When you first do the CERT, the very first one you do, in my opinion, is the most important, because these are zones that you have emotional baggage that may be imprinted in, and that's what we want to clear. It took me 2 months before I was able to clear all three of those zones, which meant that I had something imprinted in me, and it didn't want to leave, and it was kicking and screaming. And so it took me 3 months before I could finally move and start rotating the zones. Now, these zones can come back up again, but you have to have movement to clear up the chakras and everything. And so it works really well. And emotions, you know, in a study that I was involved with, but at least doing the research, this one over in Malaysia, that docs over there found that ultimately they could, through using alternative health, they could heal people from Western medicine that people were living over here. They went over there to get cured, and they could solve the problem, but they couldn't keep them permanently cured until they discovered that we have to remove the thing that's behind it, and it's always in an emotional imprinting that's negative. And so once they learned how to do that, then they had permanent cures for all these people. So it's just things I've learned all around the world and things I've studied that I utilize, and I coach people and help them with the knowledge. I don't practice medicine. I only provide information on the research that I find, and they can make their own choice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when let me go back again to the regular boost. One of the things that I think we that was skipped is you do the scan, pick
at
the boost.
There's a lot of
additional ingredients below that as well.
Yeah. So
it's a lot.
When the main custom boost ties into the whole library. And so you want to – how I do it, and Dr. Cook does the same way. We pick the top 90%. Anything 90% and higher is really important. So we click on all those. Now, one other thing that I do, I go ahead, and once you do that, it's in a category called all ingredients. When you click on all ingredients, it will give you the percentages of the most important. I take the top 90%. And then before I activate the boost, I go to another category called ingredient categories. And what I do, it has the entire library compartmentalized into names. For example, it'll put all the amino acids together and all the enzymes together. So I go through all these categories, and I go down to 80% in amino acids. I do that with enzymes, 80%. I select everything in ponderables, which are the electromagnetics and mold. The minerals, molds, probiotics, and vitamins and minerals. So those are the ones in those categories. I'll go lower than 90% because they're important ones. That's just me. And I think I get better results by doing that. And then at the top, when I go to the top, I click it on. It says activate. I'll go ahead and hit the activate button. Okay. You have to name it first. So I name it. I'll put the name Spark in it in today's date. And I did that just today. I said, Spark 129.
Okay.
And so that's my sparks for today.
Okay.
Now, once
once
you do a spark scan like that, then you can go into the other library ingredients, and you can go and select anything that you want that you have put together that I've created, or if you go to Dr. Cook's, if it's allergy or blood or cardiovascular digestion, whatever it is, you can click on those. You've already done the spark scan, so it uses your innate intelligence to go into those. And then what I do on most of those, I'll select 50% and higher on those. Rather than have to take the entire formula, it makes it more efficient.
Right.
And then I select those and use those. And that's how I do it.
Okay, so how do people get to your booth while we're there on the website?
Well, what I do every week, I send out anybody who has joined my email list, because I send out new ones every week. And,
can you give us your email, Ron?
Yeah, it's...
Can you give us your email?
It's quantumwellness@hotmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just select, I want to be in your email list. And then every week I will send out the new info boost from science, from research that I've discovered.
Okay.
And I create these. And then what I do is I send it to you. Now, there is a mechanism in here that you have to learn how to create your own. And what you have to do is you go to the custom portion of it, says library, info boost library, and you click on custom.
Right.
Then you have to, it says boost ingredients. Then there's a box there that you can put the ingredients and you can create your own formula. And once you have it in there, then it's always there and you can just call on it. But someone asked me, Ron, what do you do for this or that? Well, I may have put together a formula for that, however, from research, but you can create your own. You can do a Google search on anything you find out in the industry or world out there, or maybe a new formula that you'd love to try it out, well, here's a free way to do it. Just go ahead and get the ingredients, go through the custom search here, add those ingredients to the library, and name it. Now mm-hmm. you have your own personal formula that you can try. You can save hundreds and thousands of dollars over the year by doing this.
Okay. One last thing, you know, so when you do the voice scan, so it recognizes your voice, and that's how it selects the particular ingredients mm-hmm. Or nutrients that the body needs. But then there's also, mm-hmm. after that, you do that scan, and then what comes up again is like, it looks like with the different colors, and you have to press on the five or whatever before. Yeah, uh-huh. Could you tell us a little bit about why we have to do that? So just tell them about that part.
Dr. Cook is wanted to make sure that this is unique to you. This gets, for example, if you're sitting next to a person and you do this, you get that boost and the person next to you doesn't, okay? These are the mechanisms Dr. Cook built into this to tie it directly to you through what's called the kinetic touch and through the voice, through your library information on your name, your address, your phone number, your email address. All these things make it unique to you, and so these are just things that he's designed into the system to make sure only you get that energy information.
Okay, very good. Okay. All right. Now, I think that's pretty good. So I think what I'll do, if you just have like about, I don't know whether there, I think that's a lot of information right there for people to just kind of grab onto and re-listen and go and check out the website. Again, that would be Limbic Flash, Quantum JB, which is our username, and go for it, okay?
Yeah.
All right. The only other question I had for you before we let you go, you spoke a little bit about interdimensional parasites. Now, when mm-hmm. Zora does a lot of clearing for people, the doctors aren't going to mm-hmm. be able to track it, but he'll
right.
always say, well, you know, you have a parasite. I see one, you know, by your cerebellum. I see one in your stomach, or I see one somewhere else in the body. And
mm-hmm.
so because obviously Zora can has sight. So tell us a mm-hmm. little bit about that interdimensional parasites.
Okay.
How did you find out about that?
Just, you know, I do tons of research all the time. I come across stuff, and I even
right.
talk to people who have specialties in that. The regular parasites are very common. Everybody has parasites in them, and everybody has – in fact,
correct.
We have more bugs in us than we have cells, okay? And most of them are healthy, okay?
Don't tell us that. Okay.
Yeah, we're a whole ecosystem, okay, of microbes in our body. So the physical parasites
right.
are what everybody's familiar with, okay? And parasites in general are harmful because they take from you something that you should be getting. They come to the table first. They get their food before we get it, and because they're there and they grab stuff. So parasites aren't good. But now interdimensional parasites is a different concept. It's energetic. Of course, everything's energy. But
mm-hmm.
these are sentient life forms of different on different levels that get through into our realm, okay? And they attach to your energy system, your spirit essence. They're like parasites that's there, and they live on negative emotions. So they do things that will cause you to emote, normally fearful things, okay? And they love that because they harvest that fear energy from you. They're a different type of life form. Interdimensional parasites live into that category. They're more rare, okay, but they can happen. And and it's something that I know that causes imprinting in our subconscious. Now, so I learned it through hypnotherapy that we can remove that stuff, mm-hmm. and Dr. Cook's CERT program, I believe, can do the same thing.
Beautiful. Oh, I love thank you so much for that, because I've always and I'm going to bring that up to Zora when we have a little bit of a Q&A with him. I think also if you could just touch a little bit in terms of, in this now that we have so, you know, and I want to go ahead and maybe bring back people who have had the COVID, people who have had the vaccines or whatever. Is there any suggestions for those people?
Okay. And so one of the things that I always do when I have talks like this, I have a disclaimer, and it's a long one, but, you know, a lot of the stuff that I'm doing is from my personal experiences, my interpretation of science and things that I do. I provide this for educational and informational purposes. Now, I have, believe me, in the last 6 months, probably received more information on that subject that you just talked about, okay, than anything I'm doing. And so these are people who have got jabbed, people who are not, exposed and such. And so I've collected from many scientists and doctors around the world things that they have used to as a preventative nature for their clients and patients, as well as people who've already unfortunately got the jab, and they're trying to say, can I undo any of this stuff? Okay. Well, so I've collected all those things, and I've created the energy version of that using lipid art. I call it. I have an info boost that I created for that purpose. It's called After the Jab, okay? And it's a long list of things that have been known by these scientists around the world that's been very effective and helping to resolve and neutralize and things like that. And it's a list of all these cool things.
Okay.
And it addresses everything.
Okay.
It addresses everything I found.
Okay, so you're looking at ivermectin, you're looking at hydroxychloroquine, et cetera, zinc, et cetera,
The only thing it won't have anything that's drugs. We're not allowed to have any drugs in our library.
Right.
All the natural things, okay? For example, I'll look at it right now. I can pull it up here, okay? It probably has 60-some ingredients in it. But it addresses things that connected to it. 4G and 5G radiation has an impact, okay? Acetyl-L-carnitine, activated charcoal. Apple pectin, bentonite clay. There's a cell tower. All the electromagnetics have a problem. Oh, chlorine dioxide is a really big one. That's one that kicks butt, okay? Just going through some of this. There's just a ton of in here. Here's one that's really good one. Modified citrus pectin is phenomenal in the research on that one. What is that? Okay.
Really?
Oh, another big one is NAC, which is N-acetylcysteine. Okay. That's another big one.
Right.
I've gone through all these different things. Your vitamin D, zinc, of course. And
sure. And you've seen some good results with it, obviously.
I've used it myself. I even turned the whole thing on. But I'll spark scan it, and I'll get the top 50%. Those are the ones my body's selecting that it likes. And so that's how I use it. But if someone wants to use it for that additional information, remember, what this is doing, this is providing your field the information it needs to protect itself. It's designed with that intent.
Okay.
And so that's what we're doing. It's just like the implantable. The implantables do the same thing. It protects your body from the EMF exposure.
And the implantables are already in Dr. Cook's
library.
List,
yeah,
right.
That's one of the categories.
Okay, library. Okay.
It lists them in there, but implantables, it just puts them in a convenient category so you can go and look at all those ones.
Gotcha.
And there are all
All right, everybody. I think we've talked your ear out already, so we want to thank you so much for this volume of information and help. And that is really, it's been really an excellent call with you. So I want everybody just to kind of re-listen again, especially if you're having any problems or, in terms of the limbic arc system. And I'm sure we'll have Dr. Spence on our call again. And, I'd ask him more questions in regards to, and of course, testimonials are also really great. So go ahead, everybody, go ahead and get that done. And again, it's limbicarc.com/quantumjb. And away you go. And it's a tremendously amazing technology that Dr. Cook and Ron have put together for everyone, especially now. There's never any accidents in terms of why they're here for all of us and why we're all together in this world now to assist in what we call the ascension process. And that is all about high frequency. It's all about love, joy, and harmony and oneness for all. So with that being said, one last few words from you, Ron, and we'll let you go.
Just try it. You'll like it. it's really amazing. Even those people now, because we see a lot, some people have remarkable experiences real fast, some take longer, and others say, well, gee, I don't feel or see anything. Believe me, when you're taking a physical product, 90% of the time people don't see or feel anything. They just taking it and say, well, it's supposed to be good for me, but they don't see or feel it. The same thing can happen here. You're getting this information. It's positively affecting you. For some people, not feeling it because maybe they're healthy or whatever. People who are less healthy see more benefit from it quicker. So that's just an observation.
Mm. Yeah, so they should at least continue doing it for at least three to four months, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You'll notice.
Yeah.
Try to
give yourself time.
Where you were right now, and then look out 3 months and evaluate. Say, you know.
Yeah.
What's happened, and that's the best way to do it. Yeah. In fact, and
yeah,
for me, it took me 4 months before I realized I don't have asthma anymore. Okay.
Wow.
It took me 4 months to realize that.
Okay.
So if I had to stop 60 days into this, I might not have experienced
that. Okay. I have a question for you. Last question, Ron. If people have a question for you personally, and I know you'll probably get a ton of emails, but do you have a secretary's, your own secretary to help out in that area?
No, I normally...
To communicate with you?
Yeah. What I don't like, but I get a lot of these, people look at me as a doctor and say, what do you do for this and that? I can't do that. What I can do...
Right.
I can teach people principles and things that I've learned and that they can implement themselves.
Correct. Right. Okay. All right. Well, we'll see you on your next call, I'm sure. And everyone, go ahead and sign up with Ron's email, which is, again, Ron.
Quantum Wellness at hotmail.com.
Okay, quantumwellness@hotmail.com. Here we come. Thank you so much, Ron.
Okay.
You're absolutely fabulous and tremendous. Thank you so much for today.
Yes. Thank you for inviting me. You guys have a great day.
Mm-hmm.
You bet.
You as well. Thank you. Okay.
Bye.
All right, everybody. Wow, what a joy that was. All right, so in the meantime, let's take a little, 2-3 minute break. And we'll have a little bit of time to speak with Zora and Zoraya in regards to any questions that you may have and perhaps maybe the messages that they have for today as well. So let's all get back in a couple of minutes and let's go forward from there. Okay, and for all of you that don't have your headbands and watching and seeing if you have yours on or not, so go get them. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for being here. Bye-bye. We'll come back in 2 minutes. All right, everyone. Hopefully everybody is back. And let's go ahead and continue with our show for a little while. And let's go ahead and bring Zora through. All right, everybody, here we go. Zoraya? We can't hear you.
Please?
Yeah, you have your...
11 gods and goddesses?
Oh, there you go. All right, Zora, thank you for being here. Well, we had quite a call with both Dr. Tom as well as with Ron Spence. And I thought perhaps maybe before we do Q&A, if you will, I know you probably have a couple of messages. I have a, you know, two or three questions as well that I think people would be interested in knowing about. So your message for today for everyone, Zora?
Well, you said you wanted me to ask me some questions, so go ahead and do that.
Well, okay.
And
all right,
I will
so why
be more than
this?
Happy to answer them.
Okay, so a couple of things. So before I forget, why don't we do this? Let's go ahead and start. Because you're here, let's do a big healing for everyone.
Put your headbands on, if you have them, and I'm going to energize them all at the same time. So everyone who has a headband, put it on. Take it out of the closet. Take it out of your safe. Take it off the hanger, the nail on the wall. It does you no good unless you have it on your head. I will give you a few moments to put them on, give you at least 1 or 2 minutes so you can open your safe and get your headband out and put it on your head. Are you surprised? I know that some of you have them in a safe. Of course you do. You have the mindset of thinking that you need to hide it. But you don't. It needs to be on your head. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we receive. And from the gods and goddesses of our beings, we are completely healed. We are in great joy and harmony. We are prosperous and abundant now. And we know it. So be it.
So be it.
Very good. Okay.
It is done.
Good way to start. Yeah, well, I felt it.
Oh, cool.
So thank you so much for that. Yes.
Oh, I know
all
you
right.
felt it.
So here's a question that has come up a couple of times already, and that is about the two suns, as they call it, because it's out there, you know, with and it's obviously people can see it over there in the Dubai area, out in the Far East area. And perhaps maybe you could tell us a little bit about the two suns that people are seeing now, Zora.
One of them is a sun and one of them is a ship. The name of the
ship
is Elenin. The name of the ship is Elenin.
And tell them about where she was before.
She was sitting right in front of the sun.
And she's a very bright and large, super large ship.
Of course.
And what is the purpose for Elenin again, Zora?
Elenin is a gathering ship.
And Elenin is coming from what system?
From what system?
Yeah, from what...
The center of the universe.
And that is that is manned by the Sirians, is that correct?
It is indeed.
Okay. So I had read before in regards to Sirians that they are the most intelligent and the most... highest frequency people that is affecting all of us. Is that true?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So the reason why Elenin can be in front of the sun is because the sun also has beings there, and so they interact with the beings from the Elenin as well as the beings in the sun who are of the 12th density. Easy for them
That's
to be
correct.
Able to communicate because they are all light. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. Did you want to say any more? So can you say why is it that Elenin now is separate and left being in the center or in front of the sun and now is separate? What is the purpose presently for all of that?
To let Earth know it's there.
And in terms of why it is there at this particular time?
It is preparing for the gathering.
It is, yeah, but we're not talking about disclosure.
No, we're talking about the gathering afterwards.
Okay. Okay. Now, when we're talking about gathering, we're not talking about disclosure, so we can take it for granted that obviously if it's already separate from the sun, that disclosure is coming imminently, super imminently.
Of course.
Okay. Now, one of the other questions that has also come up is in regards, and Ron has brought that up. You know, so many times when you do your healings on a personal level with people, you always seem to always see primarily a lot of parasites. So from Ron's perspective, because he is, you know, a quantum physicist, I mean, he's done a lot of research and work with not just alternative medicine and herbs and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. He also has stated that in regards to what was I leading to? I think I got abducted or something. But anyway, so we're looking at frequencies, and the parasites apparently are an integral part. So from your point of view, when you do your healings, are you seeing these parasites as being interdimensional, which is also what Ron had alluded to, that they're coming from interdimensionally to people who love people that are negative in their thinking or emotions? I mean, is there a correlation there from your point of view in terms of how you see the parasites? How do you see parasites that the doctors probably don't see?
Well, because of who I am, I can see them quite easily. Understand that some come from interdensity realms. And some,
right.
They are come through nature, and some have come from what is called the negative ETs that have come upon the earth that have also been sent away, but the parasites remain. So they come from a multitude of different locations, but
okay,
you have control over them.
Okay. So if we were to do a 5-4-3-2-1, we would say 5-4-3-2-1. We are free of all parasites, period, or all negative, because they're all negative. So just anything that's negative.
Indeed.
Right. Just any negative thoughts or feelings or negative doubts.
All
and
negative
fears
thoughts.
Because parasites are all negative.
Illnesses.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
All negative thoughts and negative attitudes and negative interactions is what keeps people ill. So
right.
once
well,
you correct that, then they heal.
Okay. So when we're looking at illnesses, illnesses also are negative, right? So they don't belong within these bodies. So we need to bring it back to pristine nature as well. So, yeah. Okay. All right. So I think I'll just kind of leave it there for right now. I think I will go ahead and begin the process of some questions that people may have, and at the end,
cool.
if you do have something you want to share with us. Oh, I have one last question. So Dr. Tom talked about the financial world, and especially in regards to the RV. He said there's two trains. One is going at a slower pace, and it looks like it's going to be 20 up. You know, we won't have the financial system in place for the RV until 2024. We have another one that can happen at any time. So what are your thoughts on that?
The anytime train.
Thank you so
much. It will not happen in 2024.
Okay. Well, you know, we are finite beings over here trying to figure it out, right? So we'll just stay on the positive track. It is here now. Okay. All right. Okay, let's go
Indeed.
Ahead and ask questions then, Zora. All right. Our first question is coming from 8805 ending in 7820. 7820, you're here with Zora.
Thank you. Hello, Zora.
Hello.
Donna. Hi, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, we can hear you. Thank you.
There, I took it
yes,
off speaker.
Indeed.
Oh, wonderful.
All right.
I'm in California. Yeah, I have a question for you, Zora. I'm a bit of a visionary. I see people from other realms, and about 4 months ago, it was like a tunnel coming through me. And in the tunnel, there was somebody twirling, and then he was right in front of me, probably coming from my third eye. But it was the man in black and white robes with the most beautiful face I'd ever seen in my entire life, a little long hair to his chin, no beard. And then, and I looked at him, I couldn't say anything because I was in awe. And then after maybe 15, 20 seconds, he disappeared. And then yesterday morning, I'm sitting up in bed, and out of the corner of my eye, there is a man, a tall man in white robes, standing there with white hair. Do you know what they want to tell me? Because I don't know. They don't talk.
Well, they're waiting for you to do what is termed as to learn your technique of telepathy. So your task is to learn how to develop your telepathic powers. That way, they will be able to communicate with you. Understand, they will not communicate with you by the mouth. They will only communicate through telepathy. So, what you have to do is you have to go out to a tree. You need to put your bare back against the tree, and then you need to put your bare feet on the ground, Your bare back on against the tree. If you're a female, of course, you wear a bra, so doesn't matter. And put your back against the tree and become quiet. Quiet yourself so you can understand and communicate with what is termed as... So that is what we need to do.
So
and
you, so
that
you
way you
that
will be able
truth.
To, yes, that's your first step. Once you have full communications with the tree, then you can move on to higher forms of communication, such as animals. And then finally, you'll want to attempt to communicate with a human, someone you trust, that will not steer you wrong. So you want to be able to communicate with them. But first is the tree. Once you are in communications with the tree spirit, then you go move on to your animals, squirrels, chipmunks, and things of that nature, or bears and lions and tigers and whatever. And once you're able to communicate with them, then you can move on to the human. But understand that the human, their attention span is quite so. You must understand that. So you have to be what you call astute to do it. And also, they need to be receptive also. That's why I want you to choose someone that you trust, that you a close friend or a relative or something of that nature. And then
I have a
the communications will come from the people you saw, and by the way, they are called the Gartens, if you want to know who they were.
Yeah.
So,
they're called Gartens.
Gartens
are beings from inner Earth.
Inner Earth, yes.
Oh, lovely. Okay. Yeah, it makes me very happy seeing them. Yeah, it's wonderful.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Beautiful life.
Yeah, of course
yeah.
It is.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Just at least if you get that, then, yeah, that is beautiful. Okay, thank you, Donna.
Thank you. Thank you, Zul.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Next caller is 719 ending in 0341.
Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Hello, my name's Lorraine. I live in Colorado. How does one get rid of parasites?
Well, you simply call upon the goddess of your being to remove it. And you simply go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I receive from the goddess of my being, the parasite that was is no more. And I know it. And that is how you do it.
Okay.
Go ahead, Quasar.
You know, yeah, I will say this to everybody. If you would like to have a healing with Zora, because he can see the parasites, where they're located, and then he will help to remove them from your system, you know, because it affects you emotionally, physically, spiritually, especially if we're talking about interdensity entities that are coming into your body. And this, we're not talking about entities that are outside of the body as well that are always trying to take advantage of your positive energies. So,
okay.
So if you would like to make an appointment with Zora, a private call with Zora, just text me. You could text me at 719-428-9746. And so normally what, so if you would like to talk with Zora privately, you know, we'll accept, you know, if people can't afford it, Zora will never deny. But if you want to send a little love gift, then that would be nice as well. So, but go ahead and text me at 719-428-9746, and you know, Zara and or Billy can help you with that. Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank
okay,
you.
Lorraine. All right. Bye bye. Okay, next person is 239 ending in 0242. Okay, so 0242. You're on the air with Zara.
Yeah, this is Wolfgang calling from Florida. And
hello,
I have
Wolfgang.
Hi. I hope everybody is fine over there.
Of course.
I have a question for Zora. Q and Zora always tell us that we are gods. So I would like to know, how does our godhood differ from the God of the Bible?
Oh, from the God of the Bible. So what's the difference there, Zora, if you will?
Understand that your religion was created from what is termed the Anunnaki. The Anunnaki are the ones who messed up your belief system by introducing what is termed as religion. So that is what the difference is. And the other difference is that you are a god, beloved. Have
so
no doubt about that.
Yeah. Okay, so let me just say a couple of words, if I can, Zora. So, Wolfgang, so
go right
we,
ahead.
You know, that includes me, and so many of us that are on this call, we have always been brought up, you know, to go to church, and it doesn't matter what religion it is. There's always, you go to church, you go to the temple, whatever, and there is a picture of, you know, Jesus, and then, about, you know, of course, there's always, we always talk about God, who has created everything else. You know, we hear that always, you know, whether it's the Bible or whether it's from church, et cetera, and that God is out there somewhere. So what Zora and Q have been telling us is that we are talking to us, ourselves, because we are Source. We are God. We have a separation in our understanding that we are not them and that they are so much higher than we are, when in essence, we are that. We are Source. We are the gods and goddesses, and we are the ones that have created this world in which we live in, and in terms of our reality. So I don't know if I – it doesn't matter what you call God, whether it's called Allah, Yahweh, or whoever. They're all separate in terms of the religion. And so there's always been separations in terms of God. There's only one God creator, and that is Source. So that's the universal world word for God, and that Source is us.
I understand. I was brought up as a Baptist, and my mind was pretty screwed up, religious wise,
yep.
And so it's very difficult to let go of some of the old baggage, you know. And I love listening to you, and I love listening to Q. And I'm trying to convince myself that. That I'm a god and I'm the source, and to forget the rest of the stuff that was indoctrinated into me. It's just a difficult process, but I'm working on it, you know.
Yes. But you're there already. Otherwise, you couldn't be listening to Q or to Zora. You already know that in your deepest part of who you are, you know that is true. So just continue,
yeah.
And you will. Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much for that beautiful question, because so many of us have been on that path as well, especially when you
yeah.
have family always that are already still asleep. So. Good for
yeah,
you. Thank
yeah.
you, Wolfgang.
I thank you,
you
very, very
okay.
much for your answer. Thank you.
Indeed.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Zora. Thank you. All right. And, of course, you've always said that from the very, very beginning of our call, Zora. And we never got it. Some of us, it took a little while for us to get it because we always want to use our heads. All right. Next caller is 970 ending in 1197. 1197.
Hello, Jane and Zora. This is Barbara in Colorado.
Oh, yes. Hi, Barbara.
Hi. Okay, my question is about Nisara Jisara. You know, I've read some things about that, you know, it's already been a little bit in process, that they were maybe going to prioritize seniors, you know, starting to add a little bit more in their Social Security or some assistance. Can you give some input on that? It's not just me, but I have been the last year and a half, I don't know. I mean, I just have been slammed physically. I've been slammed emotionally, two deaths in my family. I've been slammed in just everything going on in this world, and I haven't even been able to do anything but just try to, you know, bring in my source and connect and I'm not functioning. I haven't even been able to figure out how to get a new job and work. So can you give some input on the people that are right on the edge? You know, is Nisara Jasara coming?
Of course it's coming.
Is it in the process?
It is in the process, yes.
Okay. Anything more you could say?
I could say something.
Yes,
please.
Is there anything else you want to say? All right, so just so everybody knows, the GCR already, first of all, Nisara, has been out, but you have to remember that there are 27 programs in regards to Nisara, which is already out but had not publicized. GCR also is in process but also has not been publicized, but obviously you see so many of the countries especially that are partaking of this RV, 209 countries. So you see also on financially that the petrodollar is really taking a battle to, it's almost at zero, so that's called a financial collapse that's coming through. And so everything is working together so everything can be public. Same thing with the EBS. So yes, indeed, it is already on its way. It's in process. So it's these are really, really great times. Q also sees it as well, that it is imminent. So just continue to focus on the joy that we are all here for a very, very amazing, beautiful, I could call it a joyride, but maybe it doesn't feel quite like a joyride yet, Barbara. But
it's a roller coaster.
Forget about the roller coaster. It isn't a roller coaster anymore. It's already in process.
Good.
So we're already on the uphill. We're uphill, up the hill already. Okay, so it's really, really great. We all really appreciate everyone who's been able to kind of stick through it, despite the adversity, despite all the things that have come our way, whether it's from deaths, from COVID or whatever. It's impacted all of us. And that only means, you know, in regards to once we have passed that adversity, that we have risen beyond that, because there is nothing else but glory. That's who you are. That's who we all are. So when Zora always says you are gods and goddesses, and he says that like it's no big deal, but it is a big deal to get to that where you don't even think anymore about anything that's negative. So everything that you think of, always replace it with something positive. Ron has already spoken of that. You've got all of these wonderful technologies that are available to us. So do that, and I think we're all good to go, because remember, we can't do it without each other. This is a path that we all chose to do together. So,
well, and
I
want to say that thank you so much. Thank you, Zora. Thank you, James and Zareya and all, for creating Hollow Earth Family. I mean, it has helped me. It has been a grounding, loving, nurturing, reinforcing space. So thank you, and I love you all.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you have a chance, you know, I don't know, it might be snowing over there in Colorado, and it's not green grass and, you know, beautiful blue sky. You have everything that's white around you. Go out there. That is nature. You can't connect there. And look at the beauty. Look at the presence of Source, which is you. So you connect directly to it, and you'll feel the joy within you. Do that.
Thank you.
Okay. Love you, Barb. Okay.
Love
Bye-bye.
You, too. Bye.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now we have another caller coming in from 775, ending in 9099. Hello?
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hi. We can hear you, dear.
I have a question either one of two ways. I fell down and cracked the right part of my face.
Beloved Chris, I want you to rub your hands together and do not touch your face. Just push them about an inch away from your face on both sides. And then I'm going to do a healing on your face.
Ear to ear.
Indeed. Five, four, three, two, one. Receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I receive from the goddess of my being.
From the goddess of my being, my face is completely healed and whole, and I know it.
My face is completely whole
and healed.
And healed, and I know it.
And you know it, of course.
Keep your hands there.
Keep them there for 5 minutes. After five minutes, if you wish to ask another question, then go ahead and do so. We will wait.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Okay. All right. All right, everybody. Hold on a second.
Indeed.
So with that being said, if people do not, okay, so for all of you that are listening and you have a question for Zora, press number one and your light will turn on so I can bring you through. Otherwise, I can ask Zora a few more questions.
All right,
Chris, I'm going to go ahead and put you on mute for now, and we'll come back to you in about 5 minutes. Okay. So when we see through your eyes, Zora.
Yes.
So when you see through your eyes, I mean, do you see... Do you see different dimensions kind of coming together? How do you see things from your eyes?
I see things already done, completed.
Well, that sounds like you. all right. So, okay.
That's one of my questions.
So when you say it is done and completed, so in that scenario, in that visualization, what is it that you see and where people are at? What do you see happening right now in that scenario?
Well,
what does
I see
it
coming
like?
To fruition. What I see is a bunch of happy people. And I see a bunch of what you call people with new homes and new cars and things of this nature, and also helping the less fortunate, ones who are not as fortunate as you, and you are going forward with helping them.
So, when we hear that it's a trickle-down effect in terms of even when we get from here to there, it's, of course, it's going to happen. Let's talk a little bit about the solar. We'll talk a little bit about the solar flash. So you talked about there's a solar flash. That's one word, one term, or we call it the rainbow wave, and or we can call it whatever else is out there. So tell us your point of view in terms of what is going to happen. What is it going to look like? I mean, is it going to be like a big, beautiful, the whole prism of all the rainbows coming down, or are we going to see it worldwide? Or so what does that look like when you say the rainbow wave or the solar flash, as some people call it?
It is not a flash. It is a rainbow wave. When it happens, you won't be able to mistake it. When it does occur,
The sky
will become rainbow colored, and when that occurs, you'll know it's done.
So that's all around the world, right?
Globally.
Globally.
Globally,
all right. Okay,
simultaneously,
so
yes.
Okay. And when that happens, tell us what happens at that instant when that happens. And how long does that last?
It is a permanent thing. It is going to change the way people think. It's going to take away their desire to go out and hunt animals. It's going to take away negativity on the planet. It's going to do what is termed as bring a much better world than what you have now.
Okay, so the people that are still asleep, right? And in the process,
yes.
You know, we still have like little minions running around, obviously, because we're people are still having all kinds of parasites, interdimensional entities as well as besides parasites that are still around. At that point, all of that is completely out of the system. So when I say out of the system, our bodies will be perfectly back to normal in terms of great health without any negativity, no cancers, no illnesses, no nothing at all. Is that what it's going to also do, or are we waiting for the Arcturian ships?
No, you pretty much said it correctly.
Well, can you embellish, expound on that?
And expound upon it?
Sure, explain it further.
What part do you wish to me expound upon?
All right, so, so in terms of, and then, of course, it's always about fully awakening. So for those that are asleep, if they're asleep and they still don't believe, what happens to them at that instant? Do they wake up, or do they remain asleep and go elsewhere?
No.
Who are the ones that will be leaving elsewhere?
The ones that refuse to change. Remember, you have a freedom of choice, and therefore you will have those that will absolutely not want to accept the gift of
of the light, because it's talking, we're still talking about dark and light. So they will remain dark, and so they can't.
And they will be removed to the sister earth on the far side of the sun.
Okay. Maybe you could talk a little bit about that. A lot of people don't know that there is an actual. Now, can astronomers see that, or they can't see that yet either?
They've already seen it by way of a satellite, a probe, I should say. They have seen it. In fact,
your
government has also been in communications with it also.
Of course, that's all top secret, though, right?
Of course. That will all be revealed
right.
to you when the galactic disclosure comes.
Okay, so the galactic disclosure is going to come before that. Is that true?
Yes.
So the big brain. Okay, so now I've got like four people that have some questions, so I better get to it. In the meantime, let's go ahead and go back to Chris and see how she's doing. Okay. Uh-oh, hold on a second, Chris. Let me go ahead and, sorry about that. Azora, hold on a second. Let me go back to Chris.
All right.
Good. Okay, let's go back to Chris. Hello, Chris?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So,
yes.
Azora, so how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Can I take my hands away?
No. Oh, yeah,
okay. Oh, yes, of course.
Okay.
And how do you feel now? You have no pain. You have a slight, maybe a slight discomfort, but that is all. But that will, the swelling will go down. And if your understanding of knowing this is secure, you won't even need surgery. However, that is entirely up to you.
No surgery. My face feels much better, and I have no pain. The only pain is a little bit when
good.
I open my jaw, but that's to be expected. So the right part of my face feels normal, and there is no pain.
Very good.
I'm pressing on it. Thank you so much, Zora.
Okay.
You are most
really,
welcome.
I will really,
yeah, give us
I
a
really
call.
Appreciate
it. Yeah.
And I will,
yeah.
I will give Jane a love gift.
Call.
Thank you so much.
No. You're going to go ahead and call us. Call us in about 3 hours, if you will.
I will do so.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Okay. We just want to kind of keep track and see how Zora is doing to help you out some more. Okay. We'll talk later. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Love you all.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Indeed. Okay. All
indeed,
right.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think we probably, let me see. I don't think we have any more callers. That's interesting. Okay, so let's go back to my original question, and then I think we're going to be ending this call. So we were talking a little bit about the rainbow waves and the Arcturians and, of course, the galactic disclosure. Perhaps maybe we could talk a little bit more in regards to what you say you see in the next. This question is for the next 6 months is what I'm asking you to see. So you see that all within the next 6 months. We're not talking about today and tomorrow, but in the near future, that is what you see. Is that correct? Zora?
What part are we speaking of? Are we speaking of the RV? Or are you speaking of something else?
Yeah, I'm speaking of the full awakening of the people. Because between you and Q, this is going to be the most magnificent year of our lifetime, lifetimes.
Of awakening, yes, of course.
And the rainbow wave, right?
That will be coming after galactic disclosure.
Okay, so at least we can expect the galactic disclosure along with the beings. So when that happens, the beings mm-hmm. of Hollow Earth and Inner Earth will be coming alive. So once we're completely awakened.
We're already alive. You mean
coming
to the surface.
Yes, right.
We're already alive.
You know what? Yeah, I know. It's just that we can't really with you guys until our frequencies are high enough. Right?
That will be coming soon enough.
Okay. All right. So, anyways, everyone, I think we should probably call it a day. So unless there is something else that you wanted to convey to everyone and how to stay focused on joy and love and gratitude. And
well, you do what my beloved child said to do. Go out to a river or a stream and find yourself a flat rock, one that feels good to you. And you impart upon it your gratitude. Take a magic marker and write gratitude on the rock. And then whenever you have some thoughts about gratitude, you relay that to the rock. And you will find changes that will take place within yourself and others around you just from using that tool of gratitude.
So there's no more separation, no more conflict, no more adversities, nothing at all except neutrality and peace and joy and harmony.
Indeed. By
so on that gratitude rock, maybe I'm just beginning to get it, guys. You know, I'm just with you guys. So write down the word gratitude on the back of it. Go ahead and write some of those words that make you feel happy, make you feel joyous, you know, whether it's prosperity or abundance or whatever. Yeah, go ahead and
the stone.
Yeah, and verbally say three times what you are grateful for, from my heart, from the deepest core of my being. I am grateful for my family, friends,
yes,
our community. Happy for where I am.
Here is
for
an
what
example
it, yeah, whatever,
for those
whatever
of you out
okay
there.
Go ahead, sir.
Here's sure a quick example. If say you have some unruly children, and what you do, you simply get your gratitude rock, and you tell the gratitude rock that you are grateful for your children, and
you know
watch
what, the
them change dramatically.
Well, you know what the kids would love to do that for themselves. You know, even if they're like 5 or 4 years old, they love to go out there in the sands and pick up shells. And now just tell them, oh, we're going to have a put together a very special, you know, rocks. And this will be our gratitude rock family. And then everybody can go in there and do that together. That would be really beautiful. It's the same thing with healing. And then we'll end it with that. So you could teach all of your children, grandkids especially, because they're so open-minded about it, so curious, and that everything is perfect in terms of their world, right? So teach them how to be able to really utilize their goddess or God energies through their hands. So everybody knows how to do this by now. If you're on our website, or not on the website, but go down on the newsletter all the way down, you'll see directions on how to be able to do the healing process. And we start, for children, you could start with water. Go ahead, give everybody the instructions, Zora, and then we will call it a day from there.
If you have water, what you simply do is you rub your hands together, and you take your right hand, the edge of your right hand, and you put it on the right side of your water. You take your left hand and you join your last three fingertips with your thumb tip, which will create an opening underneath the thumb. You bring the back of your hand flat down on the table on the left side of your glass or your plate of food. And you simply wait for approximately 5 minutes. After which time you will notice a brand new flavor in your food and your water. Be sure to taste the water or your food first.
Right, so that you know the difference. And what happens, Zora, to the water or the food?
It will change the molecular structure of the water or the molecular structure of the food, and it will transform it.
Enhance all of the positive energies and nutrients within it, and removing all negativity. So, all right. And
indeed,
if you do show that with the children, you know, and so you could do the basics with kids. So you just put a glass of water and say, oh, we're going to do an experiment. And kids love this. So you get everybody get a glass of water. Everybody gets a little half a glass of water in front of them. And they're going to taste it first before you do that. So instead of putting your thumb and three fingers, because it's difficult for 4 or 5 years old to do that, but they can put their hands. So you've got your hands separate from the bottle, I mean the water. And in this case, just an inch away from the glass. and then put your hands there like we show you, and then all you do is, you know, keep it there. We're not going to do 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You just keep it there, and they can just say, you can begin to feel the energy. Do you feel anything coming from your hands? Does it feel tingly or warm? He says, oh, yeah, that's the energy that you are, because we are all energy, right? And of course, they'll nod their head, yes, of course. And, of course, you know, we don't have to tell them that it's, you know, you're a god or goddess or whatever. Just leave it there. And, you know, we're going to be able to change that, because that's how powerful you are. So you continue doing that. Do that for about a couple of minutes while you talk to them about it. And we're going to take out all the bad stuff that's in the water. Sometimes there's chemicals in the and stuff in the water that we don't want there. But we're going to be able to kind of clean it up, and it's going to taste a whole lot better. But we're going to make sure that it, you know, this is the way we're going to do it. So that's the reason why you tell them this, you know, to taste it first before we do this experiment. And they love experiments, so it's good. And that is how we all begin to learn to understand what energy medicine or energy is all about, and that we are all energy. We are all vibrational. We're all vibrations and frequencies. We are not this body. It's just a body. We are not it. We are spirit. We are beautiful, beautiful spirits of the essence of Source. So, Zora, last few words, and we'll call it a day. Thank you so much.
Just remember that you are gods and goddesses. Never forget that. And also know that you are healers as well. Remember,
indeed,
in what is called Matthew, the book of Matthew, when Yeshua was talking to the disciples, he said to them, marvel not what I do, for greater shall you do if you only know you can. Again, that is telling you that you have this power. And you do. So, that's what you need to convince your body of.
Indeed.
That you are gods, you are goddesses, and you are healers.
Yes. And what do you think about Ron Spence and the Limbic Arc?
They are wondrous tools also. They are healing tools. And they are very much, you very much need to know that. And you very much need to pay it forward, so to speak, in healing.
Yeah. Right. Thank you, Zora. Thank you so much for being here with all of us today. And we certainly do always, always are blessed, you know, with you being here. And thank you for your words of wisdom. And we shall see you soon. Everybody else, we'll go ahead to see you this coming Saturday, February the 4th, with Q on BBS Radio. More information to come, probably by midweek. Much love to everyone. And, of course, as Zora always says, have a wondrous, glorious, and most loving and
prosperous.
We got it, Zora. Thank you. All right, everybody. Have a great day. Bye-bye.